Thank you so much. Thank you for the welcome.
Suur tänu tervitus sõnadest.
Thank you for the invitation to be here. It's a real privilege and honor.
Tänu selle kutse eest, et ma võisin tulla siia ja selle eesõigusest koos teiega olla siin.
I can't remember how many years ago it was the first time I came to this country.
Ma ei mäleta täpselt, mitu aastat tagasi ma olin esimest korda siin sellel maal.
But I know that we saw God do amazing things here.
Aga ma mäletan, et Jumal tegi suuri asju siin sel ajal.
I think one of the first partially blind people that I saw healed happened in this city.
Ja ma usun, et üks inimene, kes oli peaaegu pime, sai jälle nägijaks siin selles linnas.
And it wasn't when I prayed for someone.
Ja see ei olnud see, kelle pärast mina palvetasin.
It was when someone we had trained up prayed for someone.
Hoopis keegi, keda me õpetasime, palvetas tema eest ja ta sai nägijaks.
And that gives me even more joy.
Ja see annab mulle veel rohkem rõõmu.
Because God will use all of us.
Sest Jumal kasutab meid kõiki.
Any one of us.
Igat ühte meist.
So I'm so delighted to be back here.
Ja ma olen nii rõõmus, et ma võin olla tagasi siin.
I can still remember the shouts of praise from the person whose eyes opened.
Ma siiani mäletan neid rõõmuhüüdeid selle inimeselt, kes sai nägijaks.
But even more clearly I can remember the shouts of praise of the person who prayed.
Aga veel rohkem ma mäletan neid rõõmuhüüdeid selle inimese poolt, kes palvetas tema eest.
All that week she just said, "Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah."
Ja nad ütlesid, "Hallelujah, Jeesus, hallelujah."
You could not keep her quiet because God had worked through her.
Ja sa ei suutnud teda vaikseks sundida, sest Jumal oli teinud tööd tema kaudu.
And in these days he is doing a wonderful work across the world.
Ja sel tänapäevalgi Jumal teeb suuri asju üle terve maailma.
With my role with New Wine I go to every continent.
Minu uue rolliga seal New Wine'i liikumises ma käin väga paljudel maadel.
Probably the most difficult continent is Europe.
Ja kõige raskem piirkond on Euroopa.
But times are changing.
Aga ajad on muutumas.
The kingdom is coming.
Kuningriik on tulemas.
God has not given up on Europe.
Jumal ei ole Euroopat hüljanud ega jätnud. Ja ta ei anna järele.
He's certainly not given up on this country.
Ja ta ei anna ka Eestil järgi Eestis.
In the springtime I was telling some of you.
Kevadel kui ma olin siin, ma rääkisin mõnedele teist.
How God is opening some surprising doors.
Kuidas Jumal on avanud väga üllatuslikke uksi.
How even in one Muslim country, the United Arab Emirates, God had opened wide a door of opportunity.
Kuidas Jumal andis meile võimaluse kuulutada ka Araabia Ühendriik Emiraatides.
There are Christians living and worshipping there who are seeing God at work powerfully.
Seal on kristlased, kes on usklikud ja ülistavad Jumalat võimsalt.
And I hope this gladdens your heart.
Ja ma usun, et see rõõmustab teie südant.
But God, when he died on the cross in Jesus Christ, he died for the Muslims as well.
Ja Jumal, kui ta suri seal risti peal, ta suri ka muslimite pärast.
He longs that they would be reconciled to him.
Ta igatseb ka, et nemad saaksid päästetud tema jaoks.
That they would know his love and his grace and his goodness and his power.
Et nad võiksid teada tema armu, tema halastust, tema väge, tema armastust.
In 2 months time I go back.
Kahe kuu pärast ma lähen sinna tagasi.
Back to Abu Dhabi.
Tagasi Abu Dhabisse.
Where one of the sheikhs, one of the rulers in that Islamic country.
Kus üks sheikh, üks selle maa juhtidest.
Invited me and others into his palace.
Kutsus meid ja meie, kes olid koos meiega oma paleesse.
To talk about how the Christians had honored his people.
Rääkida sellest, kuidas kristlased olid austanud nende rahvast.
So he would honor us.
Et tema võiks austada nüüd meid selle pärast.
How they had built a hospital for the mothers who were giving birth.
Kuidas kristlased ehitasid nende maal haigla emadele, kes sünnitasid.
And the mortality rate among the mothers and the babies dropped dramatically.
Ja emade ja laste suremus langes moment väga madalale tänu sellele.
This is the gospel in action.
See on evangeelium, mis on tegudega.
And it spoke into their hearts.
Ja see kõnetas nende südametesse.
There is no go zone for the gospel.
Ei ole kohta, kuhu evangeelium ei võiks minna.
And wherever you go, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you carry his presence.
Ja ükskõik, kuhu sina lähed, kes sa kannad Jeesus Kristus endaga kaasas, siis sa kannad tema ligiulu endaga.
We live in challenging days.
Me elame välja kutsuvatel aegadel, päevadel.
Shaky times.
Väga raputatavatel aegadel.
Since I last came here, my nation voted to leave the European Union.
Pärast seda, kui ma siia, sellest ajast, kui ma siia tulin, minu maa hääletas, et ta lahkub Euroopa Liidust.
And the country is split down the middle between those who want to stay and those who want to leave.
Ja maa on praegu lõhestatud, mõne osad tahavad jääda Euroopa Liidu, teised ei taha.
And many are really concerned.
Ja mõne paljud inimesed on väga mures.
Some are delighted.
Mõned on rõõmsad, neil on hea.
Some are horrified.
Mõned on hirmul.
But God is on the throne.
Aga Jumal on troonil.
And God is working his purposes out.
Ja Jumal tegutseb ka tänapäeval.
And wherever we go,
ja ükskõik, kuhu meie läheme,
we take him.
Me võtame tema,
his love,
tema armastuse,
his presence,
tema ligiolu,
his power,
tema väe,
his hope,
tema lootuse.
We are the people of the presence.
Me oleme tema ligiolu rahvas.
And the presence of God is hugely attractive.
Ja Jumala ligiolu on väga võimsalt ligi tõmbav.
Sinners came in their thousands to be near Jesus Christ.
Patused tulid tuhandete kaupa selleks, et olla Jeesuse lähedal.
Sinners do not always come in their thousands to the church, but they did to Jesus.
Patused ei tule alati tuhandete kaupa kirikusse, aga nad tulid Jeesuse juurde.
And the church is the body of Christ.
Ja kogudus on Jeesuse Kristuse ihu.
The ones who carry his life.
Need, kes kannavad tema elu.
What amazing days we live in, what amazing people I'm looking at.
Millised imelised päevad me elame ja millised imelised olete teie inimesed, keda ma vaatan siin.
Just look at the person next to you for a moment.
Vaata enda kõrval inimest korraks.
Father, Son and Holy Spirit has come to live within them.
Isa, poeg ja püha vaim on tulnud elama nende sisse.
That's not a normal, ordinary human being next to you. That's someone in whom God lives.
See on täitsa tavaline inimene sinu kõrval, aga tema sees elab Jumal.
I'm looking out at the church.
Ma vaatan kogudust.
The people of God.
Jumala rahvast.
The people of the presence.
Jumala ligiolu rahvast.
God's here.
Jumal on siin.
And you are his hands and his feet.
Ja sina oled tema käed, tema jalad.
And his voice.
Tema hääl.
And the doors of opportunity are opening wide.
Ja võimaluste uks igale ühele.
We've just had our summer conference back in England.
Meil oli alles suve konverents Inglismaal.
25,000 people came.
25 inimest tuli kokku. 25,000 inimest tuli kokku.
That is the most we can get in over 2 weeks. That's capacity.
See on suurim rahvahulk, mida me kahe nädala jooksul suudame vastu võtta.
And then we started another one in the north of the country.
Ja siis me alustasime ühe või teise konverentsiga põhjapiirkonnas.
A new wine is opening up in India.
Ja new wine liikumine avab Indias oma tööd.
Where thousands of Hindus are coming to Christ.
Kus tuhanded hindud on tulemas Kristuse juurde.
New Wine has started in Australia.
New Wine on alanud oma tööd Austraalias.
South Africa.
Lõuna-Aafrikas.
Scandinavia.
Skandinaavias.
Netherlands.
Hollandis.
God's at work all over.
Jumal teeb tööd üle igal pool.
Raising up the people of the presence.
Tõstab üles oma ligiolu inimesi.
God's good.
Jumal on hea.
And in Estonia in 2016.
Ja Eestis 2016.
Times are changing.
On ajad muutumas.
People might be frightened.
Inimesed võivad olla hirmul.
They might be lonely.
Nad võivad olla üksinduses.
They may wonder who they really are.
Nad võivad mõelda, kes nad on tegelikult.
They will probably be asking, is there any hope?
Nad võib-olla küsivad, kas on üldse mingit lootust.
And I look out at you and I see these are the people of the presence.
Ja ma vaatan teid ja vaatan, et teie olete see Jumala ligiolu rahvas.
God loves his church.
Jumal armastab oma kogudust.
Anglicans like me.
Anglikaanlased nagu mina.
I don't wear all the robes, you probably noticed.
Ma ei kanna kogu rüüd, nagu te olete juba aru saanud.
I promise you, I hardly ever wear the robes.
Ma luban teile, et ma väga harva kannan seda.
When the Queen Elizabeth had a special service, I had to wear the robes. I was told I had to.
Kui kuninganna Elisabetil oli üks teenistus, siis ma pidin selle rüüendale peale panema.
But usually I'm wearing an old pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Aga tavaliselt ma käin teksapükstes ja T-särgis.
He loves the Pentecostals.
Ta armastab nelipühilasi.
Is any Pentecostals here?
Kas on siin nelipühikirikust kedagi?
Praise the Lord.
Au Jumalale.
You can tell the Pentecostals because they've always got their hands in the air, haven't they?
Nelipühilastel on alati käed õhus.
Are there any Methodists here?
Kas siin on mõni metodisti kirikust?
Any Methodists? Yeah, a few.
Ma näen mõnda.
Yeah, wonderful. Any Baptists here?
Kas siin on baptiste?
Oh, quite a lot of Baptists, okay.
Oh, päris palju baptiste.
Any Lutherans here?
Kas on siit Luteri koguduses kedagi?
Wonderful.
Imeline.
Is there any Roman Catholics here?
Kas on Rooma katoliku kirikust keegi?
Wouldn't it be great if there was, though? If they love Jesus, we love them to love Jesus.
Kui nad armastavad Jeesust, me armastame ka neid.
And we love the people that don't love Jesus.
Ja me armastame ka inimesed, kes ei armasta Jeesust.
Because Jesus went to the cross for them.
Sest Jeesus läks ristile nende pärast.
All of the church, whatever denomination, are the people of the presence.
Kõik koguduse inimesed on Jumala ligiolu rahvas.
You don't have to agree about everything.
Sa ei pea kõigega nõus olema.
Just agree that the Holy Spirit lives within.
Ole lihtsalt nõus sellega, et püha vaim elab nende sees.
We are the people of the presence.
Meie oleme Jumala ligiolu rahvas.
That's why I am expectant of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Sellepärast ma mul on ootus, et püha vaim voolab välja meist.
I am expectant of a church that carries on the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Mul on ootus, et Jumala kogudus kannab edasi Jeesuse Kristuse teenistust.
I'm expectant tonight.
Ja mul on ootus täna õhtu jaoks.
Of a people who will know the glorious, weighty, manifest presence of God.
Ja mul on ootus, et inimesed ootavad, et Jumal ilmutab ja manifesteerib oma au.
This evening.
Täna õhtul siin.
Because God loves it when we come together.
Sest Jumal armastab seda, kui me tuleme kõik kokku.
And we put aside our differences.
Ja me paneme kõrvale oma erinevused.
And we reach out in love.
Ja me sirutume välja armastuses.
We were down in India.
Me olime Indias.
Teaching about physical healing.
Rääkisime tervenemisest. Füüsilisest tervenemisest.
We have seen incredible things.
Me oleme näinud uskumatuid asju.
And as the people began to come forward at the end of the meeting,
ja kui koosoleku lõpus inimesed hakkasid ette tulema,
there was a man who was being led by his wife.
Seal oli üks mees, keda tema naine juhatas.
An elderly man, a little stooped like this.
Vanem mees käis niimoodi natuke küürus.
I could see that he was wearing a hearing aid.
Ma nägin, et tal oli kuulda aparat.
And the Holy Spirit present within me.
Ja püha vaim hakkas liikuma minu sees.
Whispered into my ear.
Ja hakkas sosistama mulle kõrva.
I'm going to heal him.
Ma teen ta terveks täna.
And I was excited.
Ja ma olin väga põnevil sellest.
I thought, I can't wait to pray for this man.
Ja siis ma juba põnevil tahtsin mine palvetada selle mehe eest.
And eventually he got to the front of the queue.
Ja lõpuks ta tuli sinna minu ette.
And I asked his wife, what's the problem?
Ja ma küsisin ta naiselt, et mis on probleem.
She said he can't hear in one ear.
Ja naine ütles, et ta ei kuule ühest kõrvast.
I said, well, let's pray.
Ja ma ütlesin, palvetame.
And we prayed.
Ja me palvetasime.
I can't remember exactly what I said, but something like this.
Ma ei mäleta täpselt, mis ma ütlesin, aga umbes niimoodi.
Deaf ear, be open in Jesus' name.
Kurt kõrv, mine lahti Jeesuse nimel.
That would be ridiculous if it was just me.
See oleks rumal, kui see oleks lihtsalt minu mõte või sõnad.
That would just be stupid.
See oleks täiesti rumal.
If it was just me,
kui see oleks ainult minust,
no miracles in my pocket.
Mul ei ole taskus ühtegi ime.
No signs and wonders up my sleeve.
Ei ole ühtegi imet mul varukast võtta.
I would feel stupid doing it.
Ma isegi tunneksin ennast rumalana, kui ma teen seda.
But we're the people of the presence.
Aga kui on inimesed kohal, kellega koos on Jumala ligiolu,
God lives within us.
Siis Jumal elab meie sees.
It says in John 14 that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit say, let's go and make our home in the human heart of the follower of Jesus.
Johannese 14, Jumal ütleb, et lähme teeme oma mina, isa, poege, püha, lähme teeme elu aseme inimeste südames.
Ear be open.
Kõrv saa lahti.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
And nothing happened.
Ja mitte midagi ei juhtunud.
Have you ever had something like that happen?
Kas te olete kunagi kogenud sellist asja?
No, never.
Mitte kunagi?
Have you ever done that and thought, oh Lord, why don't you just do what you used to do in the Bible?
Ja sa ei ole kunagi olnud Jumalale, Jumal, tee seda, mis sa kunagi Piiblis tegid.
Has anyone here ever been disappointed when they've
prayed? Kas keegi on kunagi pettunud, kui ta on palvetanud?
Me too.
Mina ka.
But we hang on to the promises.
Aga me hoiame kinni tõotustest.
And we believe in the presence.
Ja me usume Jumala ligiollu.
So I prayed a second time.
Nii et ma palvetan teist korda.
Deaf ear be open in Jesus' name.
Kurt kõrv, mine lahti Jeesuse nimel.
And I asked the deaf man if he could hear anything.
Ja ma küsin kurdilt mehelt, kas ta kuuleb midagi.
And he went.
Ja ta vaatab mulle nii otsa.
He wasn't healed.
Ta ei olnud veel terveks saanud.
What do you do in a time like that?
Mida sa teed, kui sul niimoodi asjad niimoodi kujunevad?
What do you do when you're disappointed?
Mida sa teed hetkel, kui sa oled pettunud?
What do you do when God doesn't answer that prayer?
Mida sa teed, kui Jumal ei vasta sellele palvele?
What do you do when you think God is distant rather than living within?
Mida sa teed, kui sa tunned, et Jumal on kuskil eemal, selle asemel, et tunde, et elaks sinu sees?
Lord, why aren't you healing this man?
Jumal, miks sa ei tervenda seda meest?
And the Holy Spirit spoke again.
Ja püha vaim kõnetas mind jälle.
Because, said the Holy Spirit, he's putting his trust in you and not in me.
Sellepärast, et see mees paneb oma lootuse sinusse, mitte minusse.
So I said to this Indian man,
nii et ma ütlesin sellele indu mehele,
I cannot heal you.
Ma ei saa sind terveks teha.
I may be the only white man you've ever seen.
Võibolla ma olen ainuke valge inimene, keda sa oled kunagi näinud.
But I can't heal you.
Aga mina ei saa sind terveks teha.
But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever and he can heal you.
Aga Jeesus on see sama eile, täna ja homme ja tema võib su terveks teha.
And I told him about this Jesus Christ who died on the cross to take away our sins.
Ja ma rääkisin talle Jeesusest, kes suri ristil ja võttis ära meie patud.
I told him about this Jesus Christ who had conquered death and was risen again.
Ja et Jeesus Kristus võitis ära surma ja ta tõusis jälle üles.
And I told him about this God revealed in Jesus and I said, he loves you.
Ja ma rääkisin, et Jumal ilmutab ennast Jeesusile ja ta armastab sind.
He's passionately in love with you.
Ta väga kirglikult armastab sind.
I said, would you put your trust in him?
Ja ma ütlesin talle, pane oma lootus temasse.
And he did.
Ja see mees tegi seda.
And we prayed again.
Ja me palvetasime uuesti.
In the name of Jesus Christ, deaf ear open.
Jeesuse Kristuse nimel, kurt kõrv, mine lahti.
And this elderly, stooped over Indian gentleman was completely 100% healed.
Ja see vanem hindu mees, kes oli natuke küürus seal, sai täielikult 100% terveks.
This is your God.
See on sinu Jumal.
This is our God.
See on meie Jumal.
And he lives within us.
Ja ta elab meie sees.
We have received the Holy Spirit.
Me oleme vastu võtnud püha vaimu.
I have been so often disappointed.
Ma olen nii tihti olnud pettunud.
I have prayed for people and they died.
Ma olen palvetanud inimeste eest ja nad on ära surnud.
They were already sick before I prayed for them.
Nad olid enne seda juba haiged, kui ma nende eest palvetasin.
But I've had my heart broken.
Aga mu süda oli nii murtud.
Has anybody else had their heart broken?
Kas kellegil on olnud süda murtud?
It hurts.
See on valus.
It's confusing.
See on väga segadust tekitav.
It's a mystery.
See on müsteerium.
Why heal one person and not the other?
Miks üks saab terveks ja teine ei saa?
But the truth of the Bible is, whatever your experience, you're the people of the presence.
Aga Biibli tõde on see, ükskõik mida sa koged, sina oled Jumala ligiolu rahvas.
In the book of Exodus,
teise Moosese raamatus,
God is leading the people out of slavery to freedom.
Jumal juhib oma rahvast orjusest välja vabadusse.
He's taking them on this amazing journey.
Ta viib nad ühele väga seiklusrohkele teekonnale.
He says in verse 3 of Exodus 33.
33, teise Moosese 33, 3 ta ütleb.
Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey.
Mine sellele maale, mis voolab piima ja mett.
But I will not go with you.
Aga mina ise ei tule koos sinuga.
I will not go with you.
Mina ise ei tule koos sinuga.
Because you are a stiff-necked people.
Sest te olete kangekaelne rahvas.
Says God to Israel.
Ütleb Jumal Iisraelile.
Can you imagine?
Kas sa võid ette kujutada?
The pain.
Seda valu.
Of God saying, but I will not go.
Et Jumal ütleb, et ma ei tule koos teiega.
Because we know that everything depends on God being with us.
Sest me teame, et kõik sõltub sellest, et Jumal on koos meiega.
Understandably, the people are distraught.
Ja võib mõelda, aru saada, et Jumal, inimesed on nagu segaduses.
Verse 4 says, the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on any ornaments.
Kui rahvas kuulis seda kurja kõnet, siis nad hakkasid leinama ja ükski panud enne selle ehteid ümber.
This was a time of national grief.
See oli terve rahva lein.
Because everything depends on God being with us.
Sest kõik sõltus sellest, et Jumal oli koos nendega.
When the angel came to Mary, she said his name would be Emmanuel.
Kui ingel tuli Maarja juulde, ütles, et tema nimi saab olema Emmanuel.
Which means God is with us.
Mis tähendab seda, et Jumal on meiega.
This story in Exodus 33 is not the end of the story.
See lugu seal teise Moosese 33. Peatükis ei ole loo lõpp.
But for one moment in history God says I'm not going to go with you.
Aga ühel hetkel Iisraeli rahva ajalus Jumal ütles neile ma ei tule koos teiega.
You can go by yourself.
Te võite ise minna.
I promised you the land, you can still go, but I'm not going with you.
Ma annan teile selle tõotatud maa, aga ma ei tule koos teiega sinna.
Can you imagine it?
Kas sa võid ette kujutada sellist olukorda?
Can you imagine the pain?
Kujutad ette seda valu?
Doesn't life feel like that sometimes?
Kas elu ei tundu täpselt samamoodi teinekord?
I've had times in my life where I felt God has abandoned me.
Ma olen tundnud oma elus sellised aegu, kus Jumal oleks nagu hüljanud mind.
Have you ever felt that one?
Kas oled ennast kunagi seda moodi tundnud?
At one time you knew the Lord and you walked with him hand in hand, side by side.
On aegu, kus sa kõnnid Jumalaga käe kõrval kõrvuti.
You knew fellowship in presence.
Sa tunned teda, sa tunned tema ligiolu, sa suhtled taga.
But something happened.
Aga midagi järsku juhtub.
Sometimes you knew what it was, sometimes you had no idea what it was.
Mõnikord sa tead, mida sa tegid, aga teinekord sa ei tea, mille pärast see on.
But it felt like God abandoned you.
Aga selline tunne on nagu Jumal hülgaks, läheks ära.
It is the worst feeling in the world, isn't it?
See on kõige hullem tunne siin maailmas. Kas pole?
This is how they felt. They were distressed. They were in mourning.
Sind täpselt samamoodi tundis ka Iisraeli rahvas. Nad olid leinas. Nad olid...
How could they go on?
Kuidas nad võisid nüüd edasi minna?
But it's not the end of the story.
Aga see ei ole selle loo lõppel.
The chapter goes on to say that God would meet with Moses and speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend.
Ja lugu läheb edasi ja Jumal kohtub Moosesega ja räägib temaga näost näkku. Ta räägib mehega, räägib Moosesega nii nagu mees räägiks oma sõbraga.
From the time of the Garden of Eden. From the time in the Garden of Eden.
Sel ajal Edeni ajast alates.
God and man had walked together.
Jumal ja inimene käisid koos.
That's what we were created for.
Selleks on meid loodud.
To know fellowship.
Et olla suhtes, suhelda Jumalaga.
To know God's presence.
Et tunda Jumala ligiolu.
The word in Hebrew is panaim. It means to know God's face.
Eebrea keeles on see sõna panaim, see tähendab tunda Jumala palet.
This is our birthright.
See on meie sünni õigus.
But sometimes it feels like God is hiding his face.
Aga teine kord on selline tunne, et Jumal peidab oma pale meie eest ära.
But when God spoke with Moses, it was as a friend.
Aga kui Jumal kõnetas Moosest, siis oli nagu ta räägiks sõbraga.
And that's the longing in the human heart, isn't it?
Ja see on meie südame igatsus, inimese südame igatsus, kas pole nii?
When you're sick, when you're lowest, when you're in your most pain.
Kui sa oled haige, kui sa oled oma madalal punktil, kui sa oled valudes.
Isn't it your most loved ones you want to see?
Kas pole see, et sa tahad näha kõige armsamaid inimesi? Kas pole nii?
You want their presence.
Sa tahad, et nad oleksid sinuga koos. Sinu
they might not take the pain away, but they're with you.
Nad võib-olla ei võta ära seda valu, mis sul on, aga nad on ikkagi koos sinuga.
See, I passionately believe that people in this country, in my country,
ma usun kirglikult, et minu rahvas ja selle maa rahvas siin
are heartbroken.
On südamelt murtud rahvas.
And they don't know why.
Ja nad ei tea, miks.
But the reason is this.
Ja põhjus on tegelikult see,
they don't know the presence of God.
Et nad ei tunne Jumala ligiolu.
They don't see his face.
Nad ei näe tema palet.
They don't know that there's a God who loves them. Who is good to them.
Nad ei tea, et Jumal on hea nende peaks, nende pärast, nendele.
Who wants relationship with them.
Kes otsib osadust, otsib suhet inimesega, nendega.
And you are the people of the presence.
Ja sina oled see Jumala ligiolu rahvas.
God has invested so much in you.
Jumal on niivõrd palju investeerinud, pannud sinu sisse.
To carry around Jesus.
Et sa võiksid kanda endaga kaasas Jeesust.
In a sense he's carrying you, of course.
Muidugi tema kannab ka sind.
But in another sense, as you walk around and go about life, wherever you go, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you are on the front line.
Aga teistmoodi sina oma igapäeva elus, esmaspäev, teisipäev, kolmapäev, käid ja kannad endaga kaasas teda.
So the people are distraught, but God is meeting with Moses.
Inimesed leinavad, aga Jumal kohtub Moosesega.
And Moses stands in the gap between heaven and earth.
Ja Mooses jääb sinna vahele, maa ja taeva vahele.
And he says in verse 12,
Ja 12. Peatükis salmis on öeldud.
You have been telling me, lead these people.
Sa ütled mulle, et juhi seda rahvast.
But you have not let me know whom you will send with me.
Aga sa pole mulle öelnud, kelle sa läkitad koos minuga.
If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways.
Kui sa oled rahul minuga, ei õpeta mulle oma teid.
See, Moses complaint to God is, who's going to go with me?
Mooses küsis Jumala käest, kes tuleb minuga?
And then God says,
ja Jumal ütleb siis,
verse 14,
14. Salmis,
the Lord replied,
Jumal vastas talle,
my presence will go with you.
Minu pale läheb ühes koos sinuga, minu ligiolu tuleb sinuga.
And I will give you rest.
Ja ma annan sulle rahu.
And the heartbreak of the people,
ja need südamelt murtud inimesed,
is given another chance to live.
Neile on antud uus võimalus ellu jääda.
To have a healed heart.
Need saavad terve südame.
To have a satisfied soul.
Et need oleks, nende hing oleks rahuldatud.
I'll go with you.
Ma tulen teiega.
God changes his mind.
Jumal muudab oma meelt.
Because God's always been committed to you and I being the people
Sest
of the
Jumal
presence.
Sest Jumal on alati pühendunud inimestele. Oma, ja ta annab oma ligiolu.
For his people Israel.
Selle Iisrael rahva jaoks seal.
And for his people the church.
Ja ka koguduse jaoks siin.
I'll be with you.
Ma olen koos nendega.
And the presence of God changes everything.
Ja Jumala ligiolu see muudab kõik.
We've been trying to do church in a different way in recent months.
Me oleme üritanud teha toimetada koguduses natuke teistmoodi nüüd viimastel kuudel.
We started a church with 12 people.
Me alustasime kogudust 12 inimesega.
It seemed like a good number.
Paistis olevat hea number.
We'd read about it somewhere.
Me lugesime sellest kuskil.
Jesus got 12 people.
Jeesusel oli 12 inimest.
So we said, here we are, we're 12 people.
Ja siin me oleme nüüd 12 inimest.
And we don't have a building.
Meil ei ole hoonet.
We don't have any public services.
Meil ei ole veel teenistusi.
I am ordained in the Anglican Church.
Mind on ordineeritud anglikani koguduses.
But I'm going through a season where the bishop said, I will give you my license, but you can do whatever you want.
Aga mul on selline periood praegu, kus piiskopid ütlevad, ma annan sulle meie litsentsi, aga mine tee, mida sa tahad.
That's a good kind of bishop to have, isn't it?
See on hea piiskop, see on hea, et sul on selline piiskop.
He has said to me more than once.
Ta on öelnud mulle rohkem kui üks kord.
Do anything you want.
Tee üks kõik, mis sa tahad.
Live where you want.
Ela, kus sa tahad.
Meet where you want.
Kohtu kedagi, kellega tahad.
Do what you want.
Tee, mis sulle pähe tuleb.
But bring people to Jesus.
Aga too inimesi Jeesuse juurde.
See, there's some good bishops.
See on hea biiskop.
We've just been eating together.
Me lihtsalt sööme koos.
We thought, what should we do?
Ja mõtleme, mida võiks teha?
We'll eat together.
Me sööme koos.
I like eating.
Mulle meeldib söömine.
It's a fun thing to do.
See on väga lahe asi teha.
And but the difference is this.
Aga erinevus on selles.
We'll invite into the meal anybody who wants to come.
Ja me kutsume oma söögi toitumise juurde, söömise juurde ükskõik, kes tahab tulla. Kõiki, kes tahavad tulla.
Does that sound familiar anywhere?
Kas see on kellegile tuttav?
On the street outside my house in London.
Tänavatel, minu kodu on Londonis.
There are homeless people.
Seal on kodutuid inimesi.
When I walk out of my door in the morning,
kui ma astun välja hommikul oma kodust,
I take my dog for a walk.
Ma võtan oma koera ja lähen jalutama.
I will see people sleeping in old cars.
Ma näen, kuidas inimesed magavad vanades autodes.
On park benches.
Pargi pinkidel.
During the summer on the ground.
Suvel nad magavad seal maas.
Many of them are refugees that have come into the
country. Paljud on põgenikud, kes on tulnud teistest maadest.
They come from all kinds of backgrounds.
Nad tulevad väga erinevatest taustadest.
And they are living in poverty.
Ja nad elavad seal vaesuses.
I have never seen so many beggars on the streets of London as I have in the last few months.
Ma ei ole näinud nii palju kerjuseid Londonis mitte kunagi kui nüüd kahe viimase kuu jooksul.
And I have lived there for over 25 years.
Ja ma olen elanud seal juba 25 aastat.
On a typical walk with the dog around my area, every morning I see about 10 homeless people.
Selle tavalisel ringil, kus ma jalutan oma koeraga, ma näen iga hommiku vähemalt 10 kerjust.
And so when we started this little church,
nii et kui me alustasime selle väikse kogudusega,
it was let's get to know our community.
Ja see oli see, et me tahtsime saada tuttavaks oma piirkonnaga,
Let's invite kogukonnaga. People to eat with us.
Kutsume inimesed endaga koos sööma.
Have you ever noticed how often Jesus eats with people?
Kas oled märganud, kui mitu korda Jeesus sõi koos teiste inimestega?
Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house tonight.
Zacchaeus, ma tulen täna sinu koju.
Simon the Pharisee.
Simon, ma...
All sorts of people.
Erinevate inimestele läks.
Jesus hung around with all the wrong people, didn't he?
Kas Jeesus käis ringi väga valed inimestega, kas polnud nii või?
He loved to hang around with Pharisees.
Talle meeldis olla koos variseridega.
He loved to hang around with prostitutes.
Talle meeldis käia ringi prostituutidega.
Because he loves them.
Sest ta armastas neid.
The ones that the world doesn't love, he loves.
Neid, keda maailm ei armasta, tema armastab ikkagi.
And so we just invited people into our house.
Nii et me kutsusime lihtsalt neid inimesi enda koju.
Every Wednesday.
Iga kolmapäev.
Last night.
Eil õhtul.
We have no idea who will turn up.
Me ei teadnud, kes tulevad.
Because anyone in the group of 12 can invite anybody they meet.
Sest iga üks meist 12 võis kellegi kutsuda.
Over the last few months.
Paari viimase kuu jooksul.
More complete strangers have sat around our table than I've ever known in all the years of ministry.
Istus meie laua ümbel tundmatud inimesi rohkem kui kogu minu teenistuse jooksul.
Different nationalities.
Täiesti erinevatest rahvastest.
Different backgrounds.
Erinevatest eludest ja taustadest.
Some follow Jesus.
Mõned järgivad Jeesust.
Some have no idea who Jesus is.
Mõned ei tea üldse, kes Jeesus on selline.
One sent an email.
Üks saatis mulle e-maili.
To one of our team the other day.
Ühele meie meeskonnale ühel päeval.
And said, I don't know what it is that you've got, but I want it.
Ma ei tea, mis asi see teil on, aga ma tahan seda saada.
Another one said,
Üks teine inimene ütles,
I don't know why it is that you're all so happy, but you're always laughing.
Ma ei tea, miks te olete sellised, kogu aeg sellised õnnelikud, aga te kogu aeg naerate.
Another, a third comment was,
Kolmas kommentar oli,
There's such a peace.
Et teiega koos on selline rahu.
Why is that?
Milles see tuleb?
Friends, it's because of this.
Sõbrad, see on sellepärast, et
The presence of God.
See on Jumala ligiolu pärast.
It's God's gift to us so that we can give that gift to a needy world.
See on Jumala and meile, et me võiksime anda seda edasi maailmale, kes vajab seda.
In New Wine in Italy.
New Wine Italias.
The church went into the refugee camp.
Kogudus läks pagulaste laagrisse.
And reached out with a hand to the refugees.
Ja sirutas välja oma käe pagulastele.
To young African men who'd come across dangerous seas.
Noortele Afrikan meestele, kes tulevad üle ohtliku mere.
And when I last went to Italy.
Ja kui ma viimati käisin Itaalias.
They came to the meetings.
Nad tulid koosolekutele.
And so many people came to the church that we had to open the doors and they were on the pavements outside the church.
Ja nii palju inimesi tuli, et me pidime uksed lahti tegema ja nad olid õuest koguduse treppi peal.
Why is that?
Miks on see nii?
It's called the presence of God.
Seda nimetatakse Jumala ligioluks.
God says to the people of Israel, I will go with you. You might be a stiff-necked people, but I will go with you.
Jumal ütles Iisraeli rahvale, et ma tulen teiega. Te võite olla kangekaelne rahvas, aga ma ikkagi tulen teiega.
Moses says, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here.
Jumal Mooses ütles, et kui sinu ligiolu ei tule koos meiega, ära saada meid sinna.
How will anyone know that you are pleased with me?
Kuidas keegi võib teada, et sa oled rahul minuga?
And pleased with your people.
Ja rahul oma rahvaga.
Unless you go with us.
Kui sina ei ole koos meiega.
Verse 16. What else would distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?
Sest mis eristaks meid teistest rahvastest, kõikidest teistest inimestest maa peal?
What will it be that will be different about us?
Mis oleks meiega erinev teistest? Mis on see, mis eristab meid?
And the Lord said to Moses.
Ja Jumal ütles Moosesele.
Verse 17.
17 peatükk.
I will do the very thing you've asked.
Ma teen nõnda, nagu sa oled soovinud.
Because I am pleased with you.
Sest ma olen, te olete leidnud armu minu silmis.
And I know you by name.
Ja ma tunnen sind nimepidi.
And so Moses said, show me your glory.
Ja Mooses ütles Jumalale, näita mulle oma au.
Show me your glory.
Näita mulle oma au.
Show me your manifest presence.
Näit ilmuta mulle oma au. Oma ligiolu.
Moses says, I can't do it without you.
Mooses ütles Jumalale, ma ei saa sellega hakkama ilma sinuta.
How will people know?
Kuidas inimesed võiksid tunda?
That you're pleased with me.
Et sa oled leidnud, et me oleme leidnud armu sinu silmis. Sa oled rahul meie.
God says to Moses, I am pleased with you.
Ja Jumal ütles Moosesele, ma olen rahul teiega.
And God says to you, every single one of you, without any doubt, I am pleased with you.
Ja Jumal ütleb igale ühele teile, ilma igasuguse kahtluseta, ma olen rahul teiega.
How do I know?
Kust ma seda tean?
Because you are in Christ. And Christ is in you.
Sest teie olete Kristuses ja Kristus on teis.
When I was here earlier this year,
kui ma olin siin aasta alguses,
I tried to get really honest with you.
Ma tahtsin olla teiega väga aus.
I think I might have shocked some of you.
Ma võib-olla šokeerisin mõnda teist.
Maybe the ones I shocked didn't come back.
Võib-olla need mõned, keda ma šokeerisin, ei tulnud tagasi.
But I'm going to shock you again.
Aga ma tahan šokeerida teid uuesti.
Because you've got to know this in the depths of your heart.
Sest te peate teadma seda sügaval oma südames.
I have broken every one of the Ten Commandments except for one.
Et ma olen murnud kõik 10 käsku peale ühe.
Now you're thinking, what are all the Ten Commandments?
Te mõtlete, et mis käskusid.
And you're ticking them off in your mind.
Ja te mõtlete nüüd kõik need 10 käsud läbi.
I've broken all of them.
Ma olen murnud neid kõiki käske.
Except for murder.
Peale selle, et ma oleks kedagi mõrvanud.
And Jesus says, if you're angry with your brother, that's murder.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, kui sa oled vihane oma venna peale, see on juba mõrvamine.
So I've broken that one as well.
Nii et ma olen ka seda murdnud.
But I absolutely know that Father God is pleased with me.
Aga ma olen 100% kindel, et Jumal on rahul minuga.
Not because of my sin.
Mitte minu pattude pärast.
But because of who he is and what he's done for me in Jesus Christ.
Vaid sellepärast, et kes on tema ja mida ta on teinud minule läbi Jeesuse Kristuse.
When he hung on the cross.
Kui ta läks ristile.
Jesus cried.
Jeesus hüüdis.
Teletestai.
Teletestai.
It's finished.
See on lõpetatud.
Or literally finished.
Et see on lõpetatud, tehtud. See on läbi.
Job done.
Töö on tehtud.
Everything done to take away our sin.
Kõik on tehtud selleks, et ära võtta meie patt.
Everything done to take away our guilt.
Kõik on tehtud selleks, et ära võtta meie süü.
Everything done to take away our shame.
Ära võtta meie häbi.
I'm not boasting in my sin.
Ma ei uhkusta oma pattude pärast.
I'm boasting in my Savior.
Ma uhkustan oma päästjast.
And I know the Father's pleased with me.
Ja ma tean, et Jumal on rahul minuga.
And I'm reconciled to him.
Ja ma olen lunastatud temaga.
So his presence can live within.
Ma olen lepitatud temaga, et tema ligiolu võiks elada minuga.
It's good news.
See on hea uudis.
The Father is smiling upon you.
Jumal naeratab minu peale.
The Father is smiling upon you.
Jumal naeratab ja vaatab sind.
And he puts his spirit within you.
Ja ta paneb oma vaimu sinu sisse.
Jesus died on the cross.
Jeesus suri ristil.
Not only to take away your guilt and shame.
Mitte selleks, et võtta ära sinu süü ja häbi.
But so that we could be reconciled.
Et me võiksime, vaid selleks, et me võiksime lepitatud olla.
Intimacy could be restored.
Et see intiimne suhe võiks jälle olla taastatud.
God and human beings could walk together again.
Et inimene ja Jumal võiksid jälle koos kõndida.
As once they'd done.
Nii nagu nad kunagi tegid.
In the cool of the evening, in the Garden of Eden.
Õhtu hämaruses, Eedeni aias.
So God says, I'll be with you.
Ja Jumal ütleb, et ma olen sinuga.
But even for Moses in verse 20.
Ja 20. Salmis, isegi Moosesele.
He said, you cannot see my face.
Sa ei tohi näha minu palet.
For no one may see me and live.
Sest mitte ükski, kes mind näeb, see ei jää elama.
For Moses, he needed a veiling. There needed to be a veil.
Mooses jaoks seal pidi olema üks kardin ees.
Paul says that we can gaze on God in Christ with unveiled faces.
Paulus ütles, et me võime vaadata Kristust katmata valgega.
That there can be an intimacy restored beyond our wildest imaginings.
Et meie siukene intiimne suhe võiks olla taastatud rohkem, kui me üldse ette kujutame seda.
So we can hear his voice.
Et me võime kuulda tema häält.
And know his pleasure.
Ja teada tema head meelt.
And gaze on him.
Ja vaadata tema peale.
And like the moon reflects the light of the sun, we reflect the light of the sun.
Ja nii nagu kuu peegeldab päikest, nii samamoodi võime ka meie peegeldada teda.
And we can carry the presence.
Ja me võime kanda tema ligiolu.
Just get a sense. In a minute, we're going to pray for this.
Mõne hetke pärast me palvetame.
When King David committed adultery with Bathsheba,
kui kuningas David tegi pattu Batsebaga,
he cries in Psalm 51.
Ta hüüab Saulu psalmi 51.
Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord.
Ära heida mind ära oma palge eest, mu Jumal.
In Psalm 27, verse 8.
Ja laul 27,
my heart 8. Says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek.
Mu süda ütleb, otsi tema palet, sinu pale, isand, ma otsin seda.
In Psalm 63.
Psalm 63.
O God, you are my God.
O Jumal, sina oled minu Jumal.
Earnestly I seek you.
Ausalt ma otsin sind.
My soul thirsts for you.
Mu hing januneb sinu järele.
My body longs for you.
Mu keha igatseb sinu järele.
Why?
Miks?
Because we were created to know the presence.
Sest me oleme loodud selleks, et tunda seda ligiolu.
Verse 2 of Psalm 63.
Psalm 63:2.
I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory.
Ma olen näinud sinu...
I have seen you in the sanctuary.
Ma olen näinud sind sanctuary.
I've seen your power.
Ma olen näinud sinu pühamus. Ma olen näinud sinu väge. Ma olen näinud sinu au.
Presence changes everything.
Jumala ligiolu, see muudab kõik.
And we are finding.
Ja me oleme leidnud.
That sinners.
Et patused.
Love the presence of God.
Armastavad Jumala ligiolu.
I know because I am one.
Ma tean seda, sest ma olen olnud kunagi see.
They don't love religion.
Nad ei armasta religiooni.
If religion is just a form of godliness without the power and the presence.
Sest religioon on lihtsalt Jumala vorm, seal ei ole Jumala väge, Jumala ligiolu.
But they love what Jesus offers.
Aga neile meeldib, nad armastavad seda, mida Jeesus neile pakub.
Grace.
Armu.
Truth that sets you free.
Tõde teeb sind vabaks.
Love unconditional.
Tingimusteta armastus.
They love that.
Neile meeldib see, nad armastavad seda.
The presence of God.
Jumala ligiolu.
I passionately believe when you preach a message that's true, God confirms it by his spirit.
Ma tõesti kirglikult usun seda, kui sa räägid sõnumit, mis on tõde, siis Jumal kinnitab seda oma vaimuga.
In a minute I want to pray.
Mõne minuti pärast ma tahan palvetada.
I want to pray that we know the presence of God.
Ma tahan palvetada selleks, et me võiksime tunda Jumala ligiolu.
It changes everything.
Mis muudab kõik.
I can tell you so many stories about healings.
Ma võin teile rääkida hästi palju lugusid tervenemistest.
People being set free.
Inimesed on saanud vabaks.
Miracles.
Imed.
I'm tempted to tell you story after story. We could do that.
Mul on kiusatus rääkida lugu loo järele. Me võiksime seda teha.
But this evening.
Aga täna õhtul.
He wanted me to talk about the presence.
Ta tahtis, et ma räägiksin teile tema ligiolust.
And he wants to reveal his presence.
Ja tahab ilmutada oma ligiolu.
Some of you know that presence right now.
Mõned juba tunnevad seda ja kogevad seda ligiolu praegult.
Some of you have never known his presence.
Mõned teist ei ole kunagi kogenud ja teadnud sellest midagi.
Some of you are emotional and know you're in touch with your emotions.
Ja mõned olete väga tundelised, emotsionaalsed ja tunnete, teate oma emotsioone.
So you have all sorts of experiences.
Teil on väga palju erinevaid kogemusi.
Some of you are not in touch with your emotions at all.
Mõned teist ei tunne üldse oma emotsioone ja tundeid.
It doesn't matter.
Aga see ei ole oluline.
I'm not talking about emotionalism.
Ma ei räägi praegult emotsioonidest.
I'm talking about truth.
Ma räägin sellest tõest.
I'm talking about a promise.
Ma räägin tõotusest.
I'm talking about a person. I'm talking about a presence.
Ma räägin Jumala ligiolust.
I'm talking about reality.
Reaalsusest.
If we know that God lives within us.
Kui me teame, et Jumal elab meie sees.
Because we're in Christ and Christ is in us.
Sest me oleme Kristuses ja Kristus on meis.
Everything becomes possible.
Siis kõik on võimalik.
Evangelism evangelisatsioon. Isn't so difficult.
Kas see on nii raske?
All we do most of the time is eat food and laugh.
Kõik, mis me teeme põhiliselt, on see, et me sööme ja naerame koos.
We don't even have to start the conversations.
Me isegi ei pea alustama mingit vestlust.
I don't know what it is you've got, but I want it.
Aga ma ei tea, mis asi see teil on, aga ma tahan seda saada.
Why do you do this?
Miks te seda teete?
Some of the team go and sell coffee in the town, in the square, in the area where we live.
Mõned tiimi liikmed käivad tänaval kuskil meie läheduses ja müüvad kohvi seal.
They're gathering more and more people around them on a Saturday morning.
Ja nad koguvad enda ümber hästi palju inimesi laupäeva hommikuti.
What it is? What is it? What is it?
Mis asi see on? Mis see on?
I'm so thirsty and you're not. Why is it?
Ma olen nii janune, aga teie ei ole. Milles see on?
It's not our words.
Need ei ole meie sõnad.
Although truth is really important.
Muidugi tõde on väga oluline.
It's not even the wonders.
Isegi ei ole see imedes.
Although we've seen the sick healed.
Aga me oleme näinud, kuidas haiged saavad terveks.
It's the presence.
See on Jumala ligiolu.
It's the presence.
See on Jumala ligiolu.
Earnestly I seek you.
Ausalt ma otsin sind. Innukalt ma otsin sind.
In the desert.
Kõrbes.
In a dry and weary land.
Kõrbes, kuival maapinnal.
I seek that water.
Ma otsin seda vett.
That will quench my thirst.
Mis kustutaks minu janu.
Is anybody thirsty tonight?
Kas siin on mõni, kes on janune?
We're going to pray.
Me palvetame.
Let's drink of that water.
Joome kõik koos seda vett.
Let's wait in his presence.
Ootame tema ligiolus.
Let's see what God wants to do.
Ja vaatame, mida Jumal tahab teha.
When some years ago I went to a church.
Mõned aastat tagasi ma läksin ühte kogudusse.
Where the manifest presence of God was so real.
Kus Jumala manifesteerunud ligiolu oli nii tugev.
I began to bow down as I got near the door of the church.
Ma hakkasin kummarduma, kummargile minema, kui ma hakkasin lähenema koguduse uksele.
Because the presence of God was so heavy.
Sest Jumala ligiolu oli nii raske.
I spent a lot of time on the floor during the worship service.
Ma olin seal põrandal selle ülistusteenistus ajal, enamus ajast.
It wasn't emotionalism.
See ei olnud minu tunded või emotsioonid.
As I experienced the presence of God.
Kui ma kogesin seal seda Jumala ligiolu.
God said one word.
Jumal ütles ühe sõna.
Repent.
Paranda meelt.
Go and make amends.
Mine ja
put things right.
Ja mine pane oma asjad korda.
When I left that church.
Kui ma lahkusin sellest kogudusest.
And came home.
Ja tulin koju.
I had to call people up.
Ma pidin helistama inimestele.
And say I'm really sorry that I've hurt you.
Ja ütlema palun vabandust, et ma tegin teile haiget.
Can we meet together?
Kas me võiksime kokku saada?
I want to say I'm really sorry.
Ma tahan teilt vabandust paluda.
Will you forgive me?
Kas te annaksite mulle andeks?
The presence of God is wonderful.
Jumala ligiolu on imeline.
And it's holy.
Ja see on püha.
And it's good.
Ja see on hea.
It's exciting.
Ja see on põnev.
It can be very uncomfortable.
Ja see võib olla väga ebamugav.
Because God loves you too much.
Sest Jumal armastab sind liiga palju.
To leave you as you are.
Et jätta sind sellisena, nagu sa oled.
He says, I've got more for you.
Ta ütleb, et mul on sinu jaoks veel rohkem.
Would you like to stand?
Kas te võiksite tõusta?
And the Lord said to Moses.
Ja isand ütles Moosesele.
The Lord says to you.
Ja isand ütleb ka sinule.
Tonight.
Täna õhtul.
In Tallinn.
Tallinnas.
I will do the very thing you've asked.
Ma teen seda, mida sa oled mult palunud.
Because I am pleased with you.
Sest ma olen rahul sinuga.
And I know you.
Ja ma tunnen sind.
By name.
Nime pidi.
I know your name.
Ta teab sinu nime.
It's written on the palm of my hands.
See on kirjutatud tema kätel.
I know your
name. Ma tean sinu nime.
Fear not.
Ära karda.
For I've redeemed you.
Sest ma olen sind lunastanud.
I have called you by name.
Ma olen sind kutsunud nime pidi.
And you are mine.
Ja sa kuulud minule.
I'm so pleased with you.
Sa ma olen rahul sinuga. Sa oled minule meelepärane.
Really, really pleased with you.
Tõesti, tõesti meelepärane.
Because you love my son.
Sest sa armastad minu poega.
You trust.
Sa usaldad.
You turn out on a Thursday evening and you seek my face.
Sa tuled neljapäeva õhtul ja otsid minu palet.
I'd love you if you didn't.
Ma armastaksin ikkagi siis, kui sa poleks tulnud.
Because my grace is all sufficient.
Sest minu arm on üle kõige.
And I want you to know my presence, says the Lord.
Ma tahan, et sa tunneksid minu ligiolu, ütleb isand.
That following me, you would take my presence into the darkest corners.
Ja kui sa järgned mulle, siis sa viid minu ligiolu kõige pimedamatesse nurkadesse.
That you'd reach out to the stranger.
Ja sirutud välja võõrastele.
The orphan,
orbudele,
the widow,
leskedele,
the unlovely,
neid, keda ei armastata,
the unloved,
neid, kellest ei hoolita,
the broken and the battered and the beaten up people,
murtud, pekstud, hüljatud inimesteli.
They'd forgive the one who hurt you.
Et nad võiksid andeks anda neile, kes on neile haiget teinud.
I don't want you to do that in your own strength because I know you will fail.
Ma ei taha, et sa teeksid seda omast jõust, sest ma tean, et sa kukud läbi.
I want you to do it in my strength.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid seda minu jõus.
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty.
Mitte väega võimuga, vaid minu vaimu läbi, ütleb isand.
So Lord, would you fill this place with your glory?
Isand, täida see paik oma auga.
Come, already present, but come now in greater power and manifestation of your love
tule
and your compassion
oma väega.
And your goodness. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Tule, kallis püha vaima, oma armastusega, oma väega, oma ligioluga praegult siia.
That the people of this city would say, I don't know what it is you've got.
Et selle linna inimesed võiksid öelda, ma ei tea, mis teil on.
But I want it.
Aga me tahame ka seda.
And that you would be able to say, it's not a it, it's a him.
Ja te võiksite öelda neile, et see ei ole meist, vaid see on temast.
And he wants to live within you as well.
Ta tahab elada samamoodi ka teis.
That we would be the image bearers of Jesus.
Et me võiksime olla Jeesuse kuju kandjad.
More of your spirit.
Veel rohkem isand sinu vaimu.
Now as I'm looking around, I'm seeing some of you really engaging with the Holy Spirit.
Ja kui ma vaatan teid, siis ma näen, et mõned on tõesti ühendatud koos püha vaimuga.
Press in for more.
Kes pressivad ja tahavad veel rohkem.
Say, Lord, take all of me.
Ütle isandale, võta mind tervenisti.
No place held back tonight, Lord.
Ei mingit tagasi astumist täna õhtul.
Take my disappointments.
Võta minu pettumused.
My pain.
Minu valud.
My confusion.
Minu segadus.
Stop those lies I tell myself.
Peata need valed, mida ma enesele räägin.
Give me grace, Lord, to believe you.
Anna mulle armu uskuda sinusse, isand.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Tule, püha vaim.
Reach out to him.
Siruta välja tema poole.
Say, Lord,
ütle isand.
I'm not giving up. I'm leaning in for this.
Ma ei jäta järele. Ma sirutun selle poole ja ma tahan seda kätte saada.
I want that peace that means I can sleep through every storm.
Ma tahan seda rahu, mis annab mulle, et ma saaksin magada igasuguse tormiga.
I want that joy that's greater than any sorrow.
Ma tahan seda rõõmu, mis on üle igasuguse kurbuse.
I want that love.
Ma tahan saada seda armastust.
That casts out all fear.
Mis heidab ära kõik hirmu.
Lean into him.
Toetudes, usaldades sinusse.
He's here and he wants to fill you afresh.
Ta on siin ja tahab sind värskelt täita.
Lord, the people of this city say, we will not go unless you go with us.
Selle linna rahvas ütleb, et me ei lähe ilma selleta, kui sina ei tule meiega.
But we know that you will.
Aga me teame, et sa tuled.
Because you have promised.
Sest sa oled tõotunud.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Tule, püha vaim.
Now we'd love to pray by laying hands on you.
Me tahaks palvetada teie pärast ja panna käsi teile peale.
In a moment I want you to go on just praying.
Mõne hetke pärast ma tahan, et te lihtsalt palvetaksite.
Waiting.
Et ootaksite.
I'll give you a chance in a moment to come to the front here.
Ma annan teile mõne hetke pärast võimaluse tulla siia ette.
You're not coming to me.
Te ei tule siia minu juurde.
I want others to be here ready to pray as well.
Ma tahan, et ka teised oleksid valmis palvetama.
Maybe some of the band could help, maybe
võibolla
some
of the pastors could help. Ülistustet või pastorid on nõus aitama.
Don't come for me, come for Jesus.
Ära tule siia minu pärast, tule Jeesuse pärast.
I'm just a bloke from London who's broken all the Ten Commandments, but God loves me.
Ma olen lihtsalt tavaline mees Londonist, kes on murnud kõik 10 käsku peaaegu.
Don't come to me, come
ära
to Jesus.
Ära tule minu juurde, tule Jeesuse juurde.
He's here.
Tema on siin.
He says to some of you, you are not disqualified, even though you think you're disqualified.
Ta ütleb mõnele teist, et te ei ole diskvalifitseeritud, isegi kui te mõtlete, et te olete seda.
I can cleanse you from every sexual sin.
Ma võin puhastada teid ükskõik millisest seksuaalpatust.
It's not the only sin, but I just believe there's some people here that's saying, God could never forgive me for that.
Mõni võibolla mõtleb siin, et Jumal ei või mulle mitte kunagi seda andeks anda.
God says, I'll forgive you your disappointment.
Jumal ütleb, et ma annan andeks sinule sinu pettumused.
I'll forgive you that you've believed your experiences rather than my word.
Ma annan sulle andeks seda, et sa uskusid rohkem oma kogemusi kui minu sõna.
My grace is sufficient for everything.
Minu arm on kõige jaoks.
To draw near.
Nii et tule talle lähemale.
If you'd like some prayer, just start to make your way down the middle here.
Kui sa tahad, et sinu eest palvetatakse, tule siia ettepoole.
And let's lay hands on one another.
Ja paneme käed peale üksteisele.
That we might know more of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Et me võiksime rohkem tunda püha vaimu ligiolu.
I'll need lots of help.
Mul on vaja abi.
Don't queue, just spread along the front, please.
Tehki, tulge siia ette rivisse. Tulge rivvi siia.
Don't just come because
Ärge tule siia sellepärast.
Everybody else is coming.
Et kõik teised siia tulevad.
Come because you're saying, Lord, I mean business.
Tule siia siis, kui sul on tõesti tõsi taga.
Yeah. Can we spread even wider? We will get to you.
Lähme siia. Edasi veel.
Now I wonder if we, as we're waiting,
sel ajal, kui me siin ootame,
you can do one of two things.
Sa võid teha kahte asja.
You can just allow the Lord to minister to you by the power of His Spirit.
Sa võid lasta Jumala vaimu lihtsalt teenida sind oma vaimu väega.
Or we could quietly worship.
Ja või sa võid rahulikult ülistada siin.
But let's say tonight, I'm not leaving, Lord.
Aga ütle isandale, ma ei lahku täna siit, isand.
Until I'm prayed through.
Kuni ma olen läbi palvetanud.
I've lent in.
Kuni ma olen selle kätte saanud.
Said, Lord, earnestly I seek your face.
Ja ütle, ausalt ma otsin sinu palet, isand.
And I mean business. I mean business.
Ja ma olen tõsi taga sellega.
Come, Spirit of God.
Tule, püha vaim. Ta hingab sinu peal.
Presence of, we're not going to hype anything. We're not going to push anyone.
Me ei suru kedagi, me ei pressi kellegile peale.
This is the Lord. This is all about the Lord.
See on kõik isandast, tema pärast.